Thank God we're into the show. Good Lord. And welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. This is General Galen Shaw. And Phil Henry's with us, Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard. And today we've got a visit from Chase Sales and this guy, Dave Neener.
What does Neener want?
This guy, Bud, you know.
Yeah, Dave Neener called up. He said that they're having a promotion on K-Boy.
Oh, K-Boy in Boister. Wait a minute, man. I thought his station was like K-Pal. No, apparently that was a mistake. He thought it was K-Pal. It turns out he went back after he got done talking to us, and he checked some of the stationery.
What?
Phil, I'm just reporting this, okay?
Phil, you know what you did is you go, what?
And the audience is scared of... I know you don't like me pointing this out.
No, I don't.
But the audience is scared of that. When they hear you go, what?
Yeah, you know, for instance, yesterday, Vernon Dozier was taken aback when you were demanding of him information.
This has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Yeah, I agree. Today, what we're talking about is Dave Neener. And Dave Neener is on K-Boy.
Well, he said he was on K-Pal.
He went back and he checked the stationery.
All right, stop right there. This guy is so dumb that he doesn't know what he works...
Doesn't know what he works on.
He doesn't know where he works.
No.
I don't believe it. Not for a second.
Well, okay, but it's Dave Neener, program director from K-Boys, also does the morning show there, Dave Neener and Friends, you know?
Yeah.
God, but that was so funny.
What is so funny?
Dave Neener and Friends.
Yeah? What about it?
That's just, it's such a pat. Wow, there's that redhead doing that poker tournament.
Oh, yeah, take a look at that.
Would you guys... Oh, sorry. Dave Neener and Friends, I hadn't heard about that show.
Yeah, Mr. Aaron, you just want to let you know that you're scaring Brea and everything.
Brea's up here on the console with us. If you're watching our video cast, she's sitting right next to me on the desk. She's next to the broadcast board where she could probably get electrocuted.
Are you kidding?
Yes, I'm kidding. Jesus.
Well, you see all these movies about cats running afoul of electricity and stuff.
Yeah, remember that one movie we were seeing where the cat got cooked?
You mean the postman always rings twice?
What?
Never mind. That's the only movie I remember watching with you, Bud. Where the...
Yeah, that's right. It was. Postman always rings twice.
Which version?
Which version?
Which version does the cat get cooked in? There's the John Garfield and Lana Turner.
No, this is Jack Nicholson and Jessica Lange.
Well, wait a minute. I think of the John Garfield, Lana Turner version. Yeah, a cat gets smoked in that one, too.
Okay, well, great. Well, now that we've established that, all I'm talking about is safety for Brea, okay?
Well, then I wouldn't have the animal in here, Phil.
I do have the animal in here. She's perfectly safe. Everything is insulated. Everything's groovy. And she stays in the closet anyway, far, far away from all of the dangers of the electricity fang. And right now, she's sitting here next to me. It's a groovy, beautiful thing. We're going to get over to Sky Baby and do some traffic, and then we're going to kick off with Dave Neener. I know we got Jay Santos.
Jay Santos is coming up later on. You know, the power outage that knocked us off the air yesterday... that we spoke to a lot of you folks about on these here very airwaves. There's quite a bit of news about it. I'm going to find out about it, and hopefully this kind of thing will be going on for quite some time.
What?
Yeah, I guess you don't hear too good.
You say it, hopefully the news will continue for quite some time.
You know, ever since you saw that Bill Dance fish commercial...
No, ever since you saw it.
Yeah, ever since you saw Bill Dance go for quite some time, you have everybody saying it. Like they've got something parked deep without lube. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay.
Oh, man.
Look at him laugh like a little boy, like a tiny little itsy bitsy boy going, hee 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 hee. I'm a mother.
Yeah.
You're a mother, all right.
I'm a mother and I'm a mother and a son. I'm a mother. I have a son.
You're a mother, you're a father, and you have a...
I'm a father and... I'm a mother.
You're a mother and a father.
I'm a mother and a father. I'm gonna punch you.
You're a mother with a father with a...
I'm a mother with a husband who's a father, and I got a son.
And the Holy Ghost.
You know what? I hope just for that, General, I hope the devil tortures you when you hit heaven and you get your room assignment. Then he says, come on into the lounge. I'm gonna torture you. I didn't say I'm Margaret Gray.
Oh.
I'm Margaret Gray.
All right, let's take a break before we flip our lids. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Good God, Phil, you're snorting and sniffing and...
I didn't sound like that at all.
Oh, yeah, we can hear it, Phil.
Oh, okay, you're going to be all right?
God, Jerry, okay?
I'm better than you. You sound like you almost... You sound like you're swallowing your own tongue.
Let's take a break now, folks. and check out the grooviness that is our traffic.
And our traffic is brought to you by Bridget Bardot Plumbing. Here is Boyd Sweetan Sky Baby.
I am Bridget Bardot. That's my name. Don't wear it out. I was named that by my father, who was a World War II infantryman. He came back from France completely in love with everything over there, and it was Bridget Bardot, really, that inspired him to name me that. Now, was it a boy's name at the time? It was assumed it could be a boy's or girl's name. You can see I've got a small nervous twitch as the result of it. However, I went ahead with my dream, and I started a plumbing business, and I've held on to the name Bridget Bardot, although I did get it legally changed when I was 14 to Stan Ryan. Why don't you call it Stan Ryan Plumbing? Because I call it Bridget Bardot Plumbing, because guess what? More people will respond and they think Bridget Bardot, some real piece of tail in a bikini, is going to show up and clean out their pipes. Bridget Bardot Plumbing. They're in the yellow pages. No, they're not. Bridget Bardot Plumbing. They're not in the yellow pages. Bridget Darbeau Plumbing is. Bridget Bardot Plumbing. You'll be glad you did. Bridget Bardot Plumbing. Give us a call. No, not with a phone. Go, hey! Bridget Bardot Plumbing. For all of the pipes, the plumbing, the fixtures, the cleanouts, for all your new water meters, it's Bridget Bardot Plumbing. I'm Bridget Bardot. Call me. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, and from K-Boy in Boyster, California, we've got Dave Neener on the phone. I'm sorry, Dave. Either we messed it up or somebody messed it up. We thought the name of your radio station was K-Pal, right?
Phil, it's actually K-Boy, and the call letters have nothing to do with it. The call letters are K-P-B-P-Y. The five call letters, because they ran out of radio station out of four.
Wait, K-P?
K-P-B-P-Y, and we call it K-Boy. The boy is in town, or the boys are back in town, or more importantly, we have boys. So you can understand, it's quite sexy, and we enjoy it very much.
Okay, well, okay, I didn't know that we've run out of four call letter. So they're now going to five call letters.
As of last January, that's exactly right. You can check with the FCC. It's all very legal. So we are KPBBY, something like that. I'm going to have to, as I said, I have to go back and check our, check our stationery to see what the name of the station was.
Well, I don't want to belabor the point, but why did you call it K-Pal?
I knew it had something to do with a guy, a friendly guy. And,
but you forgot a friendly guy, K-Boy.
Well, K-Boy, what's wrong with a boy? A boy could be friendly, so long as you keep it away from anything salacious or, illegal. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, okay, Dave.
Well, Phil, I'm telling you, I'm program director, and I know what I'm doing. I know the marketing and everything like that.
Well, Dave, one of the things you are doing that we find very interesting is this DNA testing.
Yeah, but I want to be clear. Do you know the reason why we call K-Boy?
Yes, we know you call it K-Boy because it sounds like a friendly guy.
Right, but not in the sense that, hey, there's a boy.
Right, not in some salacious, illegal, child-molesting way.
Right, that's what I would say. Because that was the grief I was getting when I'm trying to go, call K-Boy. Were you out looking for a boy? And I said, God damn, man. That's the kind of thing really hurts my chance in my career. Because someday I do want to climb the ladder and I want to go to L.A.
I think we established, Dave, that you sound like a man with a mouthful of penis. Didn't we?
Ha, 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 ha.
I mean, that's... Margaret, that is uncalled for. Come on, Margaret. Well, this guy sitting here with his major market aspirations, didn't we establish that, Dave?
Ha, 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 ha.
Well, what is he doing now?
I don't blame him. He's mocking you. Dave...
Ha, ha,
come on, Dave, stop it.
Dave, you're going to answer my question. Why do you believe you have major market aspirations?
I'm
going to hang up on you, Dave. You don't knock it off.
I'm sorry. I get tired of having my castanets busted every time I call up the show. You got Margaret Gray sitting there trying to break my ball.
Yes, your ball, singular.
No, balls. I said ball because I...
All right, Dave, let me just ask you. You're giving away DNA testing... to winners of your some contest. What is the contest?
Well, the contest is called Are You Pocahontas or You're Just Glad to See Me? Basically, what we do is give people a DNA test for free.
What, are you Pocahontas or You're Just Glad to See Me?
Yeah, that's the name of it, because some people think they've got Native American blood, and some people don't. And so we're trying to separate out the people that have Native American blood and the ones that don't.
Now, this was inspired by the whole rigmarole with Elizabeth Warren, right?
Yes, in part. Yeah, it was, because there was that controversy about whether she's Native American. But we always felt that it's kind of interesting at K-Boy that people love to tout their Native American roots and they can find them. And so we said, well, people could claim to be Native American, but are they really Native American? That's what we're giving away.
All right, so you're giving away DNA tests, and I understand that you had your DNA. And where is this? Is this Ancestry.com?
No, this is a company called PrehistoricMan.com. And prehistoric, it'll trace your DNA all the way back to when your family was in a cave. And that's what I like about it, because I want to know everything about my family. And if I can trace the lineage of the Dave Neener family all the way back to when they lived in the caves and swung from vines.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet you'd really like to know about that.
Well, General, I'm not opening myself up for that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand, yes. The guy talking about when your family lived in caves and swung from vines probably wasn't that long ago. Woo! Would you knock that off?
Sorry.
Laugh if you want to, but this is a number one. This contest is getting a lot of people excited about about their background, everything like that.
So this is called PrehistoricMan.com. You sent your DNA away, and you're getting the results this morning.
We are getting the results of Dave Neener. As a matter of fact, Kerry is in our programming department, just brought him in right now. And what do you got, Kerry?
Oh.
What's wrong? What's wrong? This is making me nervous. Let me see.
Oh, no, 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 no. No, 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 no.
What happened? Dave, what's wrong?
No, 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 no. No. No.
Hi, Mr. Henry?
Yeah.
Sal Bartello, I'm the general manager. Dave just got some bad news on the DNA test, and he thinks that I don't, we're not racist here or anything.
No, no, no.
I swear to almighty Christ, we're not racist.
Well, what is the bad news? I know the bad news is he found out he's part African American.
How did you guess?
Because it's obvious you said you're not racist there. So he found out what?
He's got, I think, about an eighth to maybe a little bit less, maybe a tenth to a thirteenth of African-American blood.
No, 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 no.
And
tell him to calm the hell. Let me talk to him.
Phil Henry.
No.
Hey, Dave, just listen to me, okay?
No.
Listen to me. Why don't you grow up, okay? Why don't you just accept who and what you are? What is your problem, anyway?
Tell me I'm African-American. I'm trying to be Indian. Everybody knows being Indian is way better than...
Being Indian is way better than what, being black? Yeah, thanks a lot, man.
I didn't mean it as a personal shot. It's hard to explain. You know, everybody's proud of being Native, but if they find out you have black blood...
Yeah, it's all of a sudden a real big shame, huh?
Not exactly trying to say it's a shame, but the Dave Neener family, you got to understand something. PrehistoricMan.com has been tracking my family since we were swinging from vines. Okay, now that's a lot of history. And to find out here in the 21st century that my people go back to Africa, like just this generation.
But what, you're one tenth or something?
I'm one. Yeah, Phil.
Hey, Dave, you know, you make enough weird sounds with your own mouth and to be mocking me, so okay, just back it off.
What I'm saying to you is this. PrehistoricMan.com, which traces the DNA, they must have got this wrong.
No, please.
Yeah, he's freaking out.
This the general manager?
I'm not his wife, that's for sure.
Okay, I understand. Thank you very much, sir. We can...
Are you going to conclude the interview?
No, don't conclude the interview, Phil. I'm just trying to settle in here.
What is your major malfunction there, Neener? Jesus.
Yeah, turns with a name like Neener.
What's wrong, man? Let me ask him. No, but this guy is jumping up and down and pissed off and going, oh, no, 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 because he's African-American.
Well, the point is that most people in this country see Native American blood as a positive. If they see African-American blood, they see it as a negative. For instance, if Donald Trump were to find out that he had some African blood in him, or African-American, he'd probably commit suicide.
Well, I don't think that's that drastic. Can I say that? Oh, my God. I'm sure.
Well, you don't think it? I think Trump would.
You see, even what I love about General Shaw is even though you cast a vote for him, you think he's a lowlife.
Exactly. But wait a minute. So he'd kill himself. Donald Trump would kill himself if he found out he had black blood. What about you, Dave?
I'm not. That's ridiculous. I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to have him retested. Because I just...
What is with your reaction, though, going, no, 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 no?
Because I thought I was part Indian. Don't you understand? When you're banking your hopes, you're hanging your hopes on the fact, on the hope that you are part Native American. Maybe you got a half Native American. Maybe even three quarter Native American. And I find out that not only am I not Native American.
Why don't you slow down and pronounce the English word you're speaking?
Sorry. Not only am I not Native American, I find out that I have African American blood.
Well, what else is on that thing?
On what thing?
On the DNA report.
Yeah, is that it?
Yeah, it says European 85%, African American 15%.
And there's nothing else?
Nothing else. So, you know, something like one of my relatives married a black guy, and the rest of them, everything was good. I just don't understand.
Well, your response is so childish that if I were there, I'd slap you around and try to remind you of your duty as a man.
Hey, absolutely.
Come on, General. I happen to be a civilian. You're not allowed to do that, me. I'd make a stink. Oh, the stink that I'd raise, the stink I'd raise would drive you out of every bathroom known to Bartle Bad.
Jesus Christ. All right, Dave Neener is with us.
That was almost sad, Mr. Andrew.
We got it, Dave. We'll do the commenting here. So you have given away, how many of these DNA tests have you given away?
Oh, we gave away, actually it was a drawing, one a morning the last 2 weeks. We gave away 10, and you can have your DNA check and find out you've got Native American. And I've just been handed this by a GM. Let's see, look at this.
Yeah, this is one of your listeners here.
Don't take the phone from me.
Sorry.
It's one of our listeners here, and she has Native blood. Here's another one. She's got Native blood. Here's two more. Native blood, Native blood, Native American, Native American. All 10 of these people. What the hell?
It looks like Dave needs to sit down. What happened was all of the people that won DNA tests had all come back Native American except for him.
Well, when you say all came back Native American?
Well, anywhere from like 5 to 10 to 15 or 20% are Native American. Dave's came back African American.
No!
Come on, Dave.
I feel okay, so I'm calmed down. But the point is that since people are talking about being Native American, it's a very desirable genetic trait to be American. And
to be American?
To be Native American, I mean. And so I was hoping for that.
And instead you got African American.
Yeah, you're going to have to live with it, man.
Yeah, suck on it, man.
I don't mean any disrespect or anything.
No, not much.
Well, but when you hang your hopes on the fact that you can say at one time my family was on the Trail of Tears, you know, and at one time my family was with Sitting Bull, and they invaded, Sitting Bull invaded South Dakota, and at one time my family was, that's very, very proud and strong heritage, you know, but if I got to say at one time my family was in Alabama picking cotton.
Yeah. They were African American slaves, and they fought their way through all that crap and became a founding family in the South here in the United States. What's wrong with that?
Well, the way you say it, Phil, sounds good, but and I think it'd be fantastic. But this was all around Elizabeth Warren and being a Native American.
And you had your little heart set on being an Indian.
Yeah. Let me ask you: when you played Indians and when you played cowboy and Indian, or what is it called?
Yeah, cowboys and Indians.
Right. Well, did you want to be an Indian?
Not really, no. I wanted to be the cowboy or the cowgirl.
What about you, Phil?
Yeah, I wanted to be the cowboy.
And what about you, Bud?
Yeah.
Robert?
I want to be the Indian.
All right, you...
I wanted to be the cowboy.
All right, well, I have to say to your audience right now, all of these people are liars because you know full well...
No, we are not. I'm not lying.
You know full well you want to be an Indian. All my life trying to get a job.
Thanks a lot, Dave, and good luck with your promotion there on the DNA tests.
All my life I've tried to be a white man.
Dave Neener on the Phil Henry Show. Now, how long have you known that guy?
I've known Dave probably the last 20 years.
Has he always been the program director there?
Yeah, he's been a program director. Wasn't always there. He's been in a lot of different markets. He was in Bozeman, Montana. He was in Chattanooga, Tennessee. He's been in a lot of markets.
10 years, this guy's beaten the bushes, and now he's up there in Boyster on K-Boy.
Jesus. But the reason why they call it K-Boy is on account of Boyster.
Yeah, well, if that was the case, then why didn't he say that instead of saying, hey, it's just a friendly-sounding guy like a boy? But, man.
Yeah, it's pretty
twisted and sick. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Jay Santos after this word from Roscoe's Allergy Meds.
World famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Robert Leonard, and we have with us, of course, Jay Samuels of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And Jay was out directing traffic in the middle of all of that wind, the high winds we had, and a power outage that we had last night that knocked us off the air. And Jay, that's kind of you coming north like this is unusual, isn't it?
Not really, Robert. We come north quite a bit with Citizens Auxiliary Police. When we see a need, we will come north. Not often, but we do come north to try to check it out.
And what were you doing up here primarily?
Primarily what we're doing is we are assessing a situation and to find out where we'd be most helpful.
All right, so were you requested by the Ventura County Sheriff for...
No, Margaret, I have to...
All right, take it, everybody's friends here.
All right, I know, but she asked the same...
Well, she asked the same questions, so maybe she doesn't get any answers.
General, Bill said that we're all friends here.
Can we keep this on a nice tone for at least for 30 seconds? All right.
30 seconds? You want me to count it down?
No, I don't.
I'm saying, General and Ms. Gray, I come up here... with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, we're not trying to make no trouble, we're not trying to cause no disturbances, and we take a look and assess the situation. That's what we do. We take a peek.
Yeah, you take a peek. That's what you call assessing the situation, taking a peek. And really what you're doing is you're harassing the police, aren't you?
No, I am not harassing the police. That's a ter- See, that's...
Yeah, why would you say that, General? Oh, come on, Phil. You know that what they do is they pull up to some crime scene or they find a black and white and they go around there with their pith helmets and their blue armbands measuring things to make sure the cops get it right.
Yeah, that's exactly what we do. What's wrong with that?
You don't have the qualifications to do that.
Yes, I do. You want to know why? I'm an American citizen. Oh, that's right.
Oh, brother.
So, you know, General, I love you too. You know, and if the day ever comes... that you need a Citizens Auxiliary Police, I guarantee you, we're going to be there, and don't matter what you say about us.
Well, that at least is a noble gesture. However, Jay, we need to know. Last night, during this power outage, you were here in Ventura County. What were you doing other than assessing the situation?
We were directing traffic, as you know.
Yeah, that's what because I heard that, and they said you did one of the weirdest jobs of directing traffic ever.
No, we did not do one of the weirdest jobs. We went to the intersections where the lights were out, and we began at that time doing what we call motional traffic. So what we're doing is we're pointing, waving people through.
Yeah, but you're not pointing to any one particular street.
We're pointing to any street that's... what we're doing is people want to see that you're in charge. That's the biggest mistake that police make when lights are out and they're trying to direct traffic. It looks like they're confused. We get out there, and we point to the sky, we point to the ground, we say, yeah, let's go. We wave people through one way, we wave them through the other way.
So it doesn't matter what direction you're pointing?
No. People know where they want to go, but they just want to see a guy there. And, you know, I have to tell you, more and more people want to see a guy in a pith helmet saying, okay, you turn left, you go right.
And you don't even know where it is you're sending them.
You don't have to know where you're sending them. They want to see the control, and they want to know there's the people in control.
They want to see there's people in control.
That's right.
All right, we got Jay Samuels of the Citizens Auxiliary Police from Torrance, California. Was in Ventura last night directing traffic. All right, now, you have been talking about this for the last 5 minutes, and I don't understand what you're talking about.
He's talking about when he's waving a traffic through.
Don't worry about it, bud. I got it. So what I'm saying is, we're at the traffic stop. We're at the traffic light that's out, right?
Okay.
And we're just saying, yeah, let's go, let's go, let's go. The way that cops wave traffic through.
Yeah.
But we're not saying go here or go there. We're just, let's go, 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 go. And then we'll point at a car and just say, you go there. And we'll point at another car and say, you go there.
But you don't know in specific. There's no meaning to what you're doing.
For the 15th time, General, there doesn't have to be.
What do you mean there doesn't have to be? Don't people...
Oh, General, calm down, because you are getting red, like you're getting flustered.
Everybody just back off.
Well, I'm going to find out, Jay, if you're telling people you go there, but you don't really, you're not sending them there for any reason, do you care if they go there?
What?
He's saying if you're pointing at a place, hey, you go there, and it doesn't matter really, you said, right?
It doesn't matter so long as they're doing what we tell them to do. Hold on for a minute.
That's the biggest load. You know you're not making... That's you doing radio sounds.
Hold on for a minute. Champlain? Not a pardon. All right, so what was the question?
The question is, if do you care when you're sending a guy there or there or there or there, does it matter? Oh, man.
Let me do it. Jay, I know there's a method to your madness. Tell me the method behind... I know it's to show that the police are there and they're in control.
It's to show that citizens' auxiliary police are on the scene. When people lose their faith in a normal police officers, and they want a police unit on the scene, you know, that they can have total confidence in, that's the citizens' auxiliary police. So when the police fail and the police fall down on the job, the citizens' auxiliary police is there to pick up the pieces.
The traffic.
Yeah, so when the traffic got jammed up at all those stoplights and all those lights that were out last night, we just went, okay, citizens' auxiliary police here. You know, they see the pith helmets and the blue armbands, so they know.
Yeah, I don't know that you guys are that well known.
Well, believe me, Mr. Henry, when they see 17 guys get out of a van in pith helmets, Bermuda shorts, and blue armbands, they pay attention.
Yeah, they pay attention, and they give a call to Ringling Brothers. Shit.
What the hell, man?
Cold shot.
Cold. It was a cold shot.
Well, you know what, Jay? I see a bunch of guys in pith helmets and blue armbands and Bermuda shorts pouring out of a van, and all I can think about are all those clowns that come out of the clown car.
All the clowns out of a clown car? We're talking about saving lives.
You've been talking about saving lives? Name me one life that you ever saved.
How about my own life? How about your life, Robert? I think I'd say your life.
My wife?
Your life.
How?
I'm sure that there have been times when I said, okay, let's break it up. You know, you've been walking, you know, maybe you've been walking someplace and say, let's break it up.
Well, you tell them to break it up.
Just people that might beat you up, like some surly looking white people, something like that.
All right, enough of your bullshit, Jay. I want to know, last night, you're in that intersection of Gonzales and Victoria. What did you do?
Enough of my bullshit.
What did you do, man, at Gonzales and Victoria?
We had a four-way stop, no traffic light working. And so I immediately said, yeah, you go. And then another guy, you go.
What were you? Were you just pointing at any random car?
Yes, that's what you need to do. And I said, point at another guy and another guy.
All right, let me talk to this guy. This guy was driving a tanker truck, and I can't identify the company, but I know he was driving a diesel last night, came through that intersection. And, sir, just give me your first name.
Yes, sir, my name is Harrison.
Tell us what happened there at Gonzales and Victoria.
Well, what happened was,
sir, you were there.
Yes, sir, I was there, and I saw you directing traffic, and I was coming through with a load of fuel, and you said to me, you didn't say it, but I saw you pointing to one of the streets that I was at a four-way stop. I was going westbound on Gonzales, Mr. Henry.
All right, so you're crossing Victoria.
Yeah, I was crossing Victoria, and this guy or somebody in a pith helmet said, okay, and started waving me. And so I went in the direction they waved me in, but then they said, no, don't go there, go there.
That's right. It's exactly right. We're trying to show that we was in charge.
May I finish?
Go ahead, sir.
So I went through the intersection, and I continued on, and that's when I heard an explosion, and I looked behind me, and my trailer was in flames.
Oh, you were the guy.
Yeah, I was the guy, all right. A car come barreling through at about 60 miles an hour.
I was trying to get that guy to slow down. I went, slow down, slow down, slow down.
What do you mean you went slow down? How do you do slow down in sign language?
You just go slow down. You use your hand.
Well, there's nobody was slowing down. I heard a bang, an explosion. I turned around, and I looked in the rearview mirror, and there's my entire trailer was on fire, and somebody had hit it about 60 miles an hour, and I don't know how that guy survived.
He survived because I told him to slow it down, slow down. And what he did is he just leapt from the van. He leapt from his van, yeah. And then he got into a perfect ball roll and rolled off against a eucalyptus tree.
What are you talking about, Santos? You know something? I'm going to try and find this in the news.
It was in the news.
Your entire trailer got hit by this van?
Yeah, it was a van that was racing through there because there were no lights. And so this guy's coming through, and I don't know, it should have been a stop or something.
It was a four-way stop, technically, when the lights are out.
Well, this guy didn't know it, but he saw that he was about ready to hit my trailer, and apparently he leapt from the van.
He leapt from his van?
Yeah.
That was my understanding, that he got into a perfect ball and balled away, you know.
What did he balled away, man?
He rolled out. He did a roll out of the truck, and a truck hit.
Yeah, it was bad.
All right, sir, thank you very much. I'm glad you're okay. I didn't see anything about this. There was no injuries, just the van?
Well, the van was totaled. and my trailer was totaled.
That's right. And that's because Citizens Auxiliary Police was there waving traffic and going, yeah, go, 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 go.
Hey, Jay, don't start taking credit for this, you know, because it sounds to me like you're the guy that caused the accident.
All right, thank you very much, sir.
Yeah.
We're with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
I mean, you figure I caused the accident.
Because you're there waving traffic. You go there, you go there, you go there. And it doesn't matter where you're sending them. This poor guy in a tractor trailer with a fuel load. And then here comes a van, and the guy, to avoid burning alive, he leaps from the van and balls up and rolls against the eucalyptus tree.
That's what I saw. And it was a beautiful, he could see what was going on. And I saw the door was partially open as he was bearing down on a tractor trailer. And I gave one of these signs like, well, what's it going to be? You know, what's it going to be? And he had the door open, and he was timing it perfectly. That's when he leapt out.
Timing what perfectly?
Because he knew he was going. He didn't want to get into hit the thing with him inside.
Yeah, but what's he timing? How about if he hit the brakes?
It was too late.
It was too late.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, it's not like it was too late. It was too late.
No, Jay, you're not going to get away with this.
What do you mean it's too late? The guy sees he's going to hit this gasoline tanker. Why does he hit the brakes?
I'll say it again. Because it was too late to hit the brakes or do anything. He suddenly sees a gasoline tanker truck in front of him. There's no lights. We got sub-commanders all over the place, everywhere. Just everywhere, going, slow down, slow down. Ah, I was doing the slow-down motion. And then I saw I wasn't slowing down, so I held up my shoulders and my hands as if to say, what's it going to be? And the door, his door is partially open, and then he leapt.
It sounds to me like he timed the leap for right when the van hit the trailer.
That's what it looked like to me.
Well, then what? Then that sounds like he did it on purpose.
No, he had no brakes, man. He didn't see it until the last second.
You know, if I see a tractor trailer at the last second, and I don't have time to brake, I'm probably going to wind up dying. Because how do you figure, well, I don't have time to brake, let me time my jump?
Phil, you laughing doesn't make this, doesn't make this any less tragic.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something, Sherry. When he hit that tractor trailer and it burst into flames, you know, it was Jesus.
Well, and so the van was totaled, huh?
Yeah, the van was totaled, and
why can't we get the driver of that van on?
Yeah, get the driver on. You want me to get the driver on?
Yeah, get the driver of the van on.
Well, get the driver of the van.
That's what we're saying.
I got the Ventura County Star. You know the name of the driver of that van last night? It hit the tractor trailer and blew it. Sky high. Oh, yeah? Oh, no way. No way. Mavis Leonard?
Get out of here.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I got the number.
Mavis, what the hell is she doing up here?
I have no idea. She was in the van. Do you know who we're talking about, Jay?
Vaguely. I think she's a guest on your show.
Yeah, Mavis. You want to talk about, did your van hit that tractor trailer? Did your van hit a tractor trailer? Tractor trailer. Yeah, did.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, Mavis, it's Phil.
Yeah, I did. I had the van. I was leaving Ventura College. I taught a course over there. They asked me to come over and take over one of the sociology lectures. I did that, and I was on my way home. I was running to get home.
Well, you live all the way over in Southgate. I mean, what the hell, what are you doing all the way over here?
I'm staying at my cousin's place in Calabasas. So, yeah, very, very close.
Okay.
And I was racing to get home because I wanted to see The Walking Dead. And
well, The Walking Dead was on Sunday night.
Will you just let me...
Let her see.
I'm racing to get home because we're going to watch The Walking Dead. We got some Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, some cheese pizza. I mean, we were going to do it up, you know. And
Reese's Peanut Butter, so you're going home to watch The Walking Dead.
That's what I said. Now, you want me to...
All right, and were you speeding?
I was not speeding, but I was moving. I was moving good. And I saw the lights were out, and that's when I saw the tractor trailer, and I made some computations in my mind. I said, can I hit it and survive? No. Can I brake? No. Can I leap? Yes.
Did you see the lady, did you see it was a woman that leapt out of the van?
No, I did not see. She was wearing pants. That's right, I was wearing a pair of culottes. What about it? I'm not seeing nothing. And I got into a ball, and I just bounded down the highway and hit a eucalyptus tree.
And then what happened?
Well, then I gave the police officers a full report,
and all these pit helmet assholes are standing around, you know, looking real douchebaggy. Oh, man, that's, you know, that's jury pool. That's a real low shot. I don't care. I had a good laugh at the Ventura County Police and a sheriff, and they're all saying, what about these guys? And I said to them, it looked to me like the circus come to town, the circus where they keep their clowns in a cage, and a few of them got loose. And, man, those cops laughed. Woo! Laughed their ass off. Well, anyway, I called my cousin. He came over and picked me up, and I made it in time for Walking Dead.
What, when you say you made it in time for Walking Dead...
It was a rerun, Jack. God!
Phil, they rerun the... Okay, I'm sorry. All right, Mavis, I am so grateful that you're okay. I had no idea you were involved in that. What about the van? What about insurance?
Well, obviously it's totaled, but the insurance company's going to go after that tractor-trailer chump because...
It doesn't seem fair you calling that guy a chump. I mean, he was just as much a victim of these pith-helmeted clowns.
Now, hold the phone. Hold the phone. We're directing traffic.
You're not directing traffic. You're going, you go here, you go there, you go there. Because you think if you're in control, everybody's going to just be all gaga about that. And that tractor trailer, that dude got directed to go through the intersection. That's what he did. Here comes Mavis, probably running down. What street were you on, Mavis?
I was coming down Victoria.
Okay, so she's coming the opposite direction.
No, she's coming across the traffic. That's what I mean.
Yeah, I was coming across this tractor trailer, and I saw it, and I'm like, okay, I got a decision to make. Do I leap? Do I run into it? Do I break? Running into it and breaking, there was no option there at all, and I went ahead and balled up and just flung myself.
Balled up, but where did you learn how to leap from a truck like that?
Hey, Phil, what is it with you? Mavis wasn't a young woman at one time and took gymnastics?
Oh, hold on, General, I can do it. I was a young woman at one time and I took gymnastics. What, you thought I was in the movies doing stunt work? No such luck, chump. And
all right, Mavis, thank you very much for the chump.
Oh, Phil, I'm having a good time with you.
Now, when are you going back to Southgate?
I'm already home at Southgate. I went over to do this class on sociology. I'm staying at my cousin's. I got the hell out of there. I wouldn't stay in Ventura County longer than I had to. If Donald Trump Jr. had a shotgun pointed at my head, I wouldn't do it.
Well, all right. Mavis Leonard, thank you. I had no idea you were a part of that devastating scene.
So, you know, we had it under control. You'd bring her on.
There's no part of what happened there, man, that sounds to me like you had anything under control. From a tractor trailer being hit and bursting into flames to Mavis leaping out of this thing, balling up and bouncing up against a freaking... You know what? That to me, Santos, you're lucky you're not in a jail cell.
What are you talking about? I talk a Ventura County Sheriff... And they were fine.
Oh, you know what? I doubt that, seriously. I bet you they were okay. They were happy that you were leaving.
They were fine. We were directing traffic good. You should have seen it. We're going, yeah, you there. You.
Oh, it sounded like a dumbass did it.
You don't understand nothing about it.
Thank you very much, Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, for your, you know, description of what happened.
Yeah, probably. You, what I ought to do...
Thoughts, feelings.
First of all, Mavis is a lucky woman. Second of all, next time she comes up here, she ought to call us and tell us that she's got to be up here.
That's true.
Yes, I mean, we could have had her on the show live. And third, these guys with the pith helmets.
Well, all's well that ends well is what I say.
Oh, is that what you say, man?
Yeah.
Well, that concludes this magnificent show, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, here for a Wednesday. Thanks for being with us. And don't forget, we have our chat coming up on Friday night, but we're also going to do a Facebook Live coming up on Thursday night. Thursday night, a Facebook Live, and then on Friday night, the BSP chat at philhenryshow.com. Those new Miami archive tapes will be in within the next couple of weeks. So there's all kinds of, a lot of work, a lot of curating being done at philhenryshow.com.
World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Whoopee!